On Friday, I saw neither Ryan nor Bertrand. La Manche spent all day downstairs with the adult corpses from Saint-Jovite. I had the baby's ribs soaking in glass vials in the histology lab. Any grooves or striations that might be present would be so tiny, I didn't want them damaged by boiling or scraping, and I couldn't risk introducing nicks with a scalpel or scissors, so all I could do at that point was periodically change the water and tease off flesh. I was glad for the temporary lull in the level of activity, and was using the time to finalize my report on Elisabeth Nicolet, which I'd promised that day. Since I had to return to Charlotte on Monday, I planned to examine the ribs over the weekend. If nothing else came up, I thought I could get everything that was pressing done before Monday. I had not counted on the call I took at 10:30 from Sister Julienne.
"I am very, very sorry to call you like this, Dr. Brennan. I feel very awkward, but I don't know where to turn. It's about my niece, Anna Goyette. She's my sister's child, the one I spoke of on Wednesday."
I couldn't imagine where this was going.
"Anna didn't come home last night, and my sister is frantic. I've told her to pray, of course, but, well..."
"Your niece is missing?"
"Yes."
"If you're worried, perhaps you should contact the police."
"My sister called twice. They told her that with someone Anna's age, their policy is to wait 48 to 72 hours.
"How old is your niece?"
"Anna is 19.
"She's the one studying at McGill?"
"Yes."
"Sister, there's really nothing..." I was startled to hear her burst into tears. They engulfed her speech, obliterating her words. I waited, my mind in a muddle. What should I say?